you today. Things are good. But no, you don't know what I'm going through. I understand that. I don't. And I don't want to go through what you have to go through. All right, I want y'all to listen real close. We know this verse. It's my favorite verse besides Philippians. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you what? Hope and a future. That doesn't sound like a God that's not caring to me. God is so good. But let's just, I want everyone to close their eyes. I want you just to clear your mind of everything. And I want you to think right now, if Jesus called you home right now, are you sure you would go to heaven? Just let the Holy Spirit convict you of whatever it is He wants to convict you. Would you know for sure, the assurance to know that I would go to heaven?
I know I would. I know I would.
Okay. Yeah,
me too.
All right. Well, we're good then. Everybody on the same page? This side's out of quiet. Everybody on the same page?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's the first thing. We become Christians. We make God our Savior and Lord. Second thing, we read the Bible or on your telephone. Third thing, you pray. You have an intimacy with the Lord. You pray. Fourth thing, which is probably should be second, is you let the Holy Spirit take over and tell you what it is He wants you to do. What it is, if He wants to convict us of your righteousness or convict us of sin. When we're convicted of sin, we need to get right with God right there. Right there. Doesn't mean to go back and go, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Repenting means not to have to say, I'm sorry forever. Okay? All right. God has plans for you. When in doubt, just trust God. If you can't see God, if you can't hear God, if you think God is just busy with the people in the Bahamas, know that God is working in your life. He is that powerful, that He is working in your life even though you can't see it. He is working. He's doing it. If we do these things, if we pray, if we make Him Lord of our lives, if we have an intimacy with God, if we read the Word and get to know Him, He is always there. Does anybody have a doubt right now? He's always there, Liam. He's always there. Even when we go through our trials, and let me tell you, her trials have been 10 times worse than I've ever had to go through. Her trials, her situations, things that don't come together, things that you exercise every day, like I'm going to try to find a job, I'm going to do this, I'm going to take care of Zachariah, I'm going to provide what I can. And then when you still can't see things moving in a way, you know, turning around, making things better, you still just have to have faith and trust God. That's all we have. That's all we have, is trusting God. And my heart is very heavy today for a few people. It's not a burden. It's things that are bogging you down. Frustrations. Irritations. No, Scott, I'm not just talking to you. I'm always telling you, I know you're frustrated. God wants us to have peace, okay? He wants us to have peace. And is it joyful? Can I be joyful because it hadn't been a year that my sister died? I don't know about joyful, but I can have peace about it. Can I have peace? Yes. That all the people in my immediate family's gone? Yes. Do I know, Dawn, that I'm going to be the next one in the family? Yeah, and that concerns me sometimes. But, you know, all we have is God, and that's why it's so important that you do like you're doing. You're coming to church. Why do we come to church? To hear from our pastor. Well, why? Well, let me tell you, the pastor prays. he studies. And God reveals to him through Scripture what it is that we need to hear. You think, well, I don't need to hear. I've read the Bible. No. You need to hear what God is saying. So he uses the pastor. The pastor has a lot of responsibilities. He has to make sure that, number one, that he's hearing God, right? Number two, that he says it to us, especially me, where I can understand it. And three, he's got to be able to feel like and motivated to give it to us. So God has put him in that position as the leader. We need to respect him. We need to pray for him daily. Not that he needs it, okay? I'm not saying, oh my gosh, he's terrible. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, if in your life you're struggling with different things, how much more do you think it affects him? We need to pray for each and every person in here. It's important that we pray for one another. Jim, it is amazing that you can't see, but you're the only one that's looking at me, and I love it. Thank you, Jim. That is so discouraging. Because God tells me a few things, too. But I'm just telling you, God has a plan for you, a purpose for you. Things you go through together with God to make you stronger. That way we can help what? Somebody else that will be going through it one day. Mm-hmm. That's what we're here for, to lift up and encourage each other. Thank you, Jim. You're still doing it. I appreciate it. I wish you could see me. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, God is good. God is meeting with you today. God is here today. The Holy Spirit is here today. 3, 6, 7, 8, 9 of us. God is here. Holy Spirit's here. He's here. Angels are here. God is here. Jesus is here. Everybody's here that we need. This is our teaching. God wants to meet you. But you know what? You have got to serve him. You have got to do things that God wants you to. We are his light and beacons. Can you imagine if I thought of things that I said or did last week, my beacon would be a bad, bad beacon. You know, we get frustrated. I get it. We have doubts. I get it. But God is the only way to go. God loves you. I can't tell you that how much. God loves you. God thinks you're a beautiful creation. God made you special. Nobody else has your fingerprint. God loves you. Do y'all feel that today?
Yes.
Yes. God, oh, thank you, you three. I appreciate it. Listen here. I want you to know today that God loves you. We're here to maybe guide you in a way, not me so much as a pastor, but we're here to help. We're here as a friend to provide scriptural and spiritual blessings. I want you to know that I just want you to make sure that if you were to die today, and how it would make me so sad, that you know you would go to heaven and see your other people. That's what it's up. That's why we call it eternal life. Because once this body goes, our spiritual soul lives on forever and ever. And if you sit and think about that sometimes, it's kind of like one of those, you go to a graduation and the dean or whatever talks and it goes on forever and ever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about eternal life. You will never die.
Looking forward to that big reunion.
Yeah.
Wherever it is in the sky, or even some people say it's going to be on earth. I don't care. No. It's going to be wonderful, whatever it is.
That's right.
And it's probably already going on because people are there. That's right. God.
That's right.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Seeing people that couldn't see me.
It'll be wonderful. That's why we have to just rejoice. We have to take this day and make it work.
You know, because this work, that verse, Jeremiah 29:33, it's just, it it really says a lot about planning. You know, I never would have thought that my mother would have passed away so soon.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have thought that I would ever get to meet my father.
Mm-hmm.
To be reunited with him. Other people said, no, you don't need to be trying to reunite yourself with him. He doesn't, he didn't all these years. Well, you know, sometimes family, you know, has a lot to do with, you know, what they don't want you to do. But
mm-hmm.
I never would have thought that I would meet. I never would have thought that my great niece would pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of planning that, you know, whether it's good planning or whether it's bad, the plans are among us.
That's right.
And we've got to face those plans.
Yes, whether we like them or
whether
not.
Whether we like them or not.
Right. Yes. But God has a plan for us. That's what's important. If you're still here today and you're breathing, I hope everyone's breathing, God has a purpose for your life. And he's not here to harm you. He's here to protect you and help you be prosperous. Is prosperous just being money? No, I don't think so. I think being prosperous is having ample of everything
yes.
that you need.
Okay?
So let's just know that God's on our side. And when you have problems or issues, you talk to someone. You talk to them if you need some extra help, okay? That's why coming to church is important. This nucleus here, this cell, is we're all Christians and we're all here to get encouragement from one another and hearing what God wants to tell us today. So thank you, Pastor, for being our pastor. He probably would have never known when him and Linda came that one day he would be our soul pastor. You know, you never know what's going to happen when it's your day. We never know that. But when we look back, we can see how things transpired and how God had it all planned out. So we don't want to live in fear. Fear does not come from God. We don't want to be too anxious. We just want to be peaceful and have some joy. I just want to spread joy to y'all because you're loved. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Who feels beautiful in here?
I
really
feel 100%.
You feel beautiful. I'm glad. Who feels beautiful? Raise your hand. I just want Deborah.
You are beautiful.
Leanne.
Great.
All right. You all should feel beautiful. You know why? Because God created you just like you are. You go, well, Chris, you're overweight. Well, yeah, I'm not saying God did that, but I'm beautiful inside, okay? My heart's going to go on. I may get old and wrinkly Friday when I turn 70, but I am beautiful. I'm beautiful. And you are too. So let's make the best of Bartimaeus Temple, okay? People started it. Let's continue the legacy. Let's continue to tell people about our church. Let's continue to tie to our church. Let's continue to pray for our church and be who it is that God wants us to be. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for encouraging us, for loving us. Father, I know there are things that you just want to slap me over, but I know you won't, to slap me for things that I might have said or thought. And I ask forgiveness for those thoughts and those thinking. Father, I know that you're going to work everything out. Will it be to my liking? Maybe, maybe not. But whatever it is, I'm with you, and you're with me, and we can work out things together always. Father, help me to be stronger in my witness. Help me to be stronger, Lord, on helping people. Let me be stronger knowing that you're always with me and that you're never going to give up on me. Thank you, Father, for this body today. Thank you for the music that's going to happen. Thank you for Pastor bringing the sermon. We love you and just give all this time to you, holy ground to you. In Jesus' name, amen.